Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, on November 13th, 2017, the Minnesota Farm Service Agency, better known as the FSA, put into the executive director position Joe Martin. Joe has been a friend of the beef industry here in Minnesota for many, many years. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I understand you were raised on a farm in central Minnesota. Can you just give us a little review of your life previous to your current position here at the Farm Service Agency?
Well, sure. Yeah, I was raised on a diversified farm and around the Foley area in Benton County, where I was saying, like most central Minnesota farms, we had lots of different animals running around, corn and soybeans and small grain, and sort of came of age during the 80s and early 90s, so not a great time in agriculture. So found my way to the University of Minnesota after high school and was on the College of Ag campus, and from there I branched out into a lot of policy arena and working in agriculture. So worked for Minnesota Farm Bureau for a while and was out in Washington, D.C. with the American Farm Bureau. And some of your listeners may remember I worked at the State Department of Agriculture as the Assistant Commissioner during the Pliny administration. And Mark, we got to know each other well after I left the department around 2010 and worked with the Cattlemen's Association. And what else did I do? Well, I worked for DuPont Pioneer for a while and ran my own business and have a small cattle herd. And I guess the moral of the story is I can't keep a job. So
So, Joe, getting back to your time at the University of Minnesota, when you went in as a freshman and you came out as a senior, what were your goals and what did you focus on as far as what degree did you achieve?
Well, I was worried you were going to ask me that question, but I studied lots of different things. Similar to I can't keep a job, I guess I didn't know what degree I wanted either. So I did enter in the College of Agriculture, and at that time they had a program called Science in Agriculture. So I studied that for a time and ended up switching over to Ag Economics. And the lesson I learned is that I was not very good at calculus, so I had to find a different degree. So I actually, the degree I ended up with while I stayed on the College of Ag, I ended up switching over to the Minneapolis campus and getting a communications degree, a general degree in communications and political science. So you talked about my goals. I think I always knew that I wanted to work in agriculture, and I was always interested in the policy arena and the government side of things. I think probably some of that's coming from, you know, growing up in those trying times in the 80s and 90s. I saw that government played an important role in the agriculture sector, and I was interested in that. So I knew at an early age that I wanted to work in that intersection between agriculture and government.
Right. And I like to just think that degree or what you talked about, your communications, getting involved with communications at college has served you well when you were involved with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association as far as executive director. Can you just tell the listeners what you most enjoyed about dealing with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's?
Well, that's easy. It's the people, you know, working with cattle producers is a treat because all farmers are great in their own way. I think cattle producers are, you know, they hold a special place in my heart, and the bond that folks have with their animals, the bond that you have with each other, I think the cattle industry is different. You have to work with people in the cattle sector. You can't just stay on your farm and do what you do. You gotta work with buyers. You gotta work with people you're buying breeding stock from. I think I just really, really enjoy the people, and I think that's probably for your listeners out there who are involved in the cattle sector. I don't have to say much more about that. So.
That's very well put, and I guess just when I think about the cattle industry in Minnesota, there's 14,000 producers in the state of Minnesota that are involved in the beef production, and I just think of the diversification we've got in the state. I know when I got involved with it, I kept thinking, you know, Southwest Minnesota cattle feedlot, small cow-calf producers, that type of thing. But when you get exposed to the whole state, all of a sudden you're talking about, you know, red water issues up north, the liver flukes that they deal with up north, the wolf issue, and all of a sudden our state and our problems seem to be a lot larger than what I had first thought. And I'm sure that's the same way for you representing this farm security program here in Minnesota, that it is quite a big state, not only geographically, but the different types of production within the state.
No, absolutely, Mark. You know, whether it's in this role or my prior roles with the Department of Ag or Farm Bureau, I had the pleasure of traveling nearly to every corner of the state, and you really see the diversification that, you know, no single farm is the same, and everyone's got a little bit of a different thing going on. And I feel blessed that I've had that opportunity to travel throughout the state and meet so many different farmers and producers and learn about the diversification, which is really, I think, a strength to Minnesota, that our farms are very different, and I think that's good.
It is, and you can take that even a step further and think what Sonny Perdue, Ag Secretary, has to deal with when you're talking about the whole nation. So, Joe, it's been interesting talking about your background, and we're short on time today, but you're willing to come back next week and just follow up some discussion with the programs available for beef producers, and I appreciate you being on the program.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you to all your listeners and all the folks out there. It's cold out there right now. I'm glad I'm sitting in the office and not feeding cattle. So.
All right. Well, just a reminder, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Convention is next month, December 7th and 8th at the Arrowwood Resort in Alexandria. So if you can attend that, that'd be great. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.